This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Carolyn, Carolyn Scott, Scott. Date of birth is 11/10/1945. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Scott with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was September 29th of 2025. She has gained about 8 pounds over the last 6 months, and Lasix has been changed. Now it used to be 40 milligram daily if needed. Now she takes 20 milligram up twice a week if needed for edema and shortness of breath. She believes that is helping, and she's drastically decreased her salt intake. So she knows that has helped both blood pressure and fluid management. But her biggest complaint is she gets very short of breath with prolonged exertion, or a lot of exertion, like climbing multiple flights of stairs. This does resolve with rest. She's going to discuss these symptoms with her cardiologist, though, which she'll be seeing within the next month. No recent cough or illnesses, no fever, chills, or malaise, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medications, she's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. She takes aspirin, 81 milligram daily, lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day, Farxiga is 10 milligram daily, and Lasix was previously described. Also still omeprazole, lovastatin, Tylenol if needed for pain. Physical exam weight is 279 pounds. Pulse is 78, blood pressure 136 over 76. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 23rd, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.51. Estimated GFR is 35. Calcium, 9.8, albumin, 4.3, phosphorus is 4.6, sodium, 143, potassium, 4.2, carbon dioxide, 20. Hemoglobin is 12.5, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 2 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, atrial fibrillation with congestive heart failure. She does have dyspnea on exertion, and she will be reviewing that with her cardiologist at her upcoming visit. In the meantime, she will not overexert with activity, and she will rest if she becomes short of breath. She'll continue to follow her low-salt diet also. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.